Warm 101.3 every Monday at this time. We find an organization that's doing wonderful things in the Rochester area and shine a light on them. Sharing the warmth with us this morning is Casey Stein from Zoe's Light. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Tony.
So Zoe's Light, tell me how that came to be and what it is, and how we'll get into how people can get in touch with you.
So Zoe's Light was founded in 2018 in honor of my daughter, Zoe Daggett, who fought brain cancer for 2 years. What we do with Zoe's Light is we give children in our area with terminal illnesses or lifelong illnesses a little bit of joy. Mm-hmm. And Zoe, when she fought cancer, she was the happiest child you would ever meet.
I got to tell you, the picture on the website was so cute, so darling, just so beautiful.
And I was thinking the other day, I barely remember her being pissy unless mm-hmm. she was on steroids mm-hmm. or if she was just like woke up in a bad mood, but it was a rarity. Yeah. And she would always tell me, I only wear black when I'm mad. Oh. And I took a photo of her every single day, and I only have 2 photos of her wearing black.
Oh, good.
When she passed away, we knew we had to do something.
Yeah.
So Ben, her father, and I created this organization to help kids have a little bit of joy, because everybody helped Zoe have a little bit of joy.
Right. So what sort of things do you do for families and children to give them some light in their life?
For the past 2 years, we have been giving children in the area playhouses. We've been partnering with ACE, which is kind of like an explorer's post for mm-hmm. high school students. They build playhouses.
Oh.
So we've been doing that. We have been sending princesses to see people, see little girls. We have been sending building motors, where like you can build a motor like for your head. We've been sending that to kids that are really into engines,
right.
And just trying to do other things. So we do a big celebration each year on Zoe's birthday for Galisano's Children's Hospital, and that's one thing that we're ramping up to do in the next few weeks, honestly.
Okay. What will that entail?
So what we do is I provide some sort of food for every single patient and every single parent on floor 7 and 8 at Galisano's, as well as the staff.
Wow.
Because everybody treated us so well, and she loved everybody that she met. So I just thought we do that. We feed them, and then we buy a big gift. So I'm not going to say what the gift is this year,
okay.
But last year we bought the hospital 3 iPads, an iPad mini, and a MacBook.
Oh.
So that way they can have more kids be able to FaceTime, do schoolwork, have visual learning, talk to parents, talk to teachers, talk to friends and family. Because of COVID, they don't get as many visitors.
Right.
And it was another way for them, the hospital, to be able to reach out. And Child Life was over the moon with that.
Wow.
That's just one thing that we like to work with.
If someone would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
So the best way is to go to our website. It's zoeslight.org, and there's a contact us button. And there you can shoot us a message, and it goes directly to my email, and I will shoot you a message right back as soon as I get it. That is pretty much the easiest way to contact us.
Well, thank you so much for spending a couple moments with me.
Of course.
Right.
Thank you for letting me be a part of that.
Of course. If there's an organization you'd like me to shine a light on, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.